VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Your calls are hotter than a midsummer's day.
You sound so unexcited about
that. Or cooler than a midsummer's night.
I know you're not feeling
Or more exciting than 3 days running back and forth to the bathroom. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Griff has food poisoning. Why don't you just tell him?
On the upside, I've lost 10 pounds in 3 days. That's amazing. I recommend this as a diet regimen for
everyone. And I talked to him yesterday. This man does not feel well.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best.
Hey, let's change the subject.
I would love to change the subject.
NBC's Today Show.
Oh, I know it well.
They were interviewing USPS.
Yeah.
And they asked the question, what happens when your machines can't read an address?
Yeah.
Turns out that USPS has a unit in Salt Lake City, which does nothing but deal with unreadable addresses.
Oh.
It's called the USPS Remote Encoding Center. And on the Today Show, they highlighted the postal employees whose job it is to determine where to send those illegibly addressed mails.
Yeah.
And here's what they found out. 99% of the letters that USPS handles each workday could be sorted electronically. Images of the remaining 1% are sent to the remote encoding center, and they employ more than 1,500 people. Each, I mean, think about it. Just because we can't write well.
Right.
Each employee at the center reviews an average of 7,000 images daily.
Wow.
So don't let your packages be part of that 1%.
I wonder if they're the same group who do things like this. Back about, I want to say it was about 25 years ago. And I don't remember all of the circumstances, but I do remember that someone sent us, I believe it might have been a Christmas card, but I can't be sure, to Vermont. And they didn't know our addresses, and they seemed to have forgotten our names. The envelope was addressed to, and I'm not making this up. I think it's still somewhere in my files. Those two guys who live in the brick house, Vermont. That's all it said. I'm not kidding. Those two guys.
For the whole state.
Who live in the brick house, Vermont. That's all it said, and we got the card.
Wow.
Ever since then, I've admired USPS.
Oh, yeah. Well,
as
you got
a supernatural entity.
You have to admire them anyway. But
those
that
two
is
guys who live
story.
In the brick house. So at the time, we thought this was just an incredible feat of sleuthing, or that we're more infamous in Vermont than we thought.
You are. Mm. I'm sure you are.
Well,
they haven't stopped talking yet.
And for reasons for which we will not talk about on the air. I'm taking the fifth.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Well, here are some fun factoids about USPS that you probably didn't know. And before I go into that, our lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. Or you're welcome to send us email by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that and send us a question, a comment, a tip, whatever, we get it during the show, and it's kind of fun to read them. But we would rather hear your voice at 888-RADIO-30. Okay, fun factoids about USPS that you probably didn't know. Griff, did you know that UPS and FedEx pay USPS to deliver, quote, the last mile, end quote, of more than 470 million packages annually to residences? Did you know that by UPS, or see, you learn something new every day on this show. Yeah, they pay USPS to deliver the last mile of more than 470 million packages a year. Second fun factoid, USPS delivers 1.6 billion packages per year. Third, USPS is 29th on Fortune magazine's list of the world's largest companies. And fifth, USPS has an annual budget of nearly 1% of the world's economy. Griff. That's incredible.
That is pretty incredible when you think about it.
Definitely. Mm. You send everything USPS, I assume.
I do send everything USPS, but it's only because it's so convenient for me. it's, you know, I, my sales rate and what I sell and getting things into the mail, it's, USPS is my favorite.
If you don't use USPS, we'd like to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30 as to why you do not use them. I am sure that most everybody who listens to us uses USPS, but you never know. So eBay has joined e-commerce Europe as one of its newest business partners. E-commerce Europe was founded by leading national e-commerce associations across Europe, and it represents more than 25,000 companies selling products and or services online to consumers in Europe. And the group's mission is to advance the interest and influence of European e-commerce through advocacy, communication, and networking. So, Griff, you're going on vacation in September. You want to tell us where you're going?
No, I don't.
Oh, shoot. I tried to slip it in there.
So. I don't want to tell you where
so
I'm going.
So you would tell. I know. You haven't even told me.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, I'm going to Provincetown.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going back east.
I'm going back east. Where there's three couples, we've rented a house, and we're going to Provincetown.
And has some fun.
Well, relaxation, I hope.
Not going to be a ceremony or anything.
No, no, no. It's Labor Day and afterwards, so it should be pretty quiet there.
Okay.
Ceremony. What ceremony?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah. No, there's no... The only ceremony may be the one too many drinks on the sand.
So. Oh, and that's allowed.
I suppose it's, you know, we're adults. Everything's allowed to some extent.
So that's what you meant by P-Town.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what we call it, P-Town.
P-Town, okay.
It's like when you go to Jamestown, you call it J-Town. And when you go to Funky Town, you call it F-Town.
So we did get a contact us email.
You did.
Let me please read it to you.
Hey, if I run out real quick, you'll cover it for me, right?
Definitely, and now we all know why. Well, be honest, we're all adults. Griffula has an upset tummy.
To say the least.
So from Minneapolis, Minnesota,
yeah.
eBay ID is Fritz.and.Willies. Fritz and Willies.
Fritz and Willies.
With dots in between. And this is something that we may not be able to handle on eBay Radio and may have to go straight over to you.
Then why are we reading it?
Well, because I want you to hear it.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Help! Exclamation point.
Yeah, we can't deal with help. Go ahead, next question.
Had a buyer make multiple, rather irascible offers on a designer glass bowl.
What's an irascible offer?
Well, the guy was irascible.
I have no idea how that...
We politely made counteroffers.
Yeah, good.
Once his offers had run out, he started messaging us.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, he offered what we had countered, and we sold it to him.
Okay.
In fear. They didn't trust the guy because he was, like, in a mood all the time.
Yeah.
He immediately left us a negative, like he has too many others lately.
You mean without even receiving the item?
No, he received the item.
Oh, he received the item, and then what did he say? What's the negative say?
I don't know what the negative says, but eBay says they won't remove this retaliatory feedback. And they want to know, Fritz and Willie's want to know, is there anything we can do? P.S. I'll call in if you would like me to. I have more information. And there is a listing number, which, of course, I'm not going to give out over the air. Is this something I should send over to you, basically, or what?
He can send me the details. There's not enough details in there. I need the.
I'm
going to
forward this to you.
Right. I can't guarantee anything. So.
But you'll do your best.
Mm.
Yes, you will do your best. Of course.
Under
the
circumstances, I'll do my. Let's see. I'll do my better. I don't know if I'm up for the best today. I'll try.
Okay.
I hate to raise expectations because if you read my auto response, what it says now, and it may sound a little harsh, but I'm just trying to set expectations. If you're emailing me to have defects removed or feedback removed or your restrictions or suspensions lifted, can't do it. But send it to me. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, because every now and then something's not fair.
Yeah, well, life's not fair, I guess.
I know, but seriously, Griff.
Yeah, you could be just minding your own business and one day get terrible food poisoning. It happens. Look at it as terrible food poisoning. It'll pass. Now, send it to me. One negative feedback shouldn't make a big difference. Just respond to it with a nice professional tone so that other buyers who look at it say, oh, brother, that buyer was a jerk and that seller is a saint. I'm buying from them. Whatever you do, don't respond to the negative with something like, well, aren't you a jerk? I gave you lots of counter offers and you bought it. And unprofessional buyer, banned from eBay. But don't say any of that stuff. It just doesn't. It may feel good, but no, it doesn't.
So what should somebody say in this situation? I'm so sorry you were not happy.
So sorry you weren't happy. Please send it back for a full refund of your offered price. See how I stuck in offered there?
Oh.
That's a little bit passive aggressive.
Okay.
Just a bit.
Well, I know a lot about passive aggressive, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does that come from working with me?
Oh, God.
Are you making an insinuation?
I have men in my life who are all passive aggressive.
Well, I think the two kind of go together, don't you?
What, passive and aggressive?
No, passive aggressive in men.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
I know some pretty direct guys. I try to stay clear of them.
Well, men are taught to hold back, too, so that's part of it.
Hold back, man.
I think. But yeah. So Sarah from North Carolina wants to know, she said, I went to ebayinc.com,
yeah,
but didn't see where to sign up to promote items in my store. Is there a link available? Thank you.
ebayinc.com?
Yeah, that's what she said. I went to ebayinc.com,
yeah,
but I didn't see where to sign up to promote items in my store. I believe this person has something wrong, right?
I don't know what she means by I went to ebayinc.com. It's just ebay.com.
Okay, let's pretend it's ebay.com and she didn't write ink in there.
And she wants to do what?
She wants to sign up to promote items in her store.
I'm not understanding the question.
Sarah, either call us at 888-RADIO-30 or send us more email. Griffin,
I apologize. I'm just a bit thick, I think. This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're so cool with your call, so make us cooler. 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 328.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2015 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Paula Davis from Satellite Beach, Florida. And this tip I got directly from the post office, that if you're on the verge of that extra 1 or 2 ounces that's going to put you over a pound, to cut off the inside flaps of the box. And that'll shave off a couple ounces. And sometimes I'm just on that verge where it's going to cost me another pound. Just cut off the flaps on the inside. Just cut those down and you still tape your outside flaps and it works like a charm.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Well, enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? 888-723-4630.
You know, you can also listen to eBay Radio via iTunes and RSS feed. All you have to do is click on their respective links in the upper left-hand corner of the eBay Radio Archives homepage. Or for iTunes, do a search for eBay Radio, then click on the familiar eBay Radio logo. Many ways to listen to eBay Radio. If you're wondering where you can go to hear eBay Radio's one-minute advice from the community features, which play during the breaks in our live broadcast. By the way, Griff, we've got over 300 of them now.
We do?
Yeah, we have 360-second audio tips.
Jeez, that's
from this
a lot
show,
of tips.
I know. It's from this show and from our events, too.
Really?
We take some of them from our events. Yeah.
Mm.
60-second tips. And, you know, we cull through them all the time to find ones that have old information, you know. So they're all up-to-date information and wonderful tips for your eBay selling, and that's all on our archive site. All you have to do is click the big blue Archives on Demand button at ebayradio.com, and you'll see all of these tabs along the top. You click on the Features tab on the website, and you can also hear them via iTunes, by the way, over 300 of them. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they can go to our archive site, Griff, and find all kinds of resources. If you just hover over seller resources,
mm-hmm.
and you can find all the sellers groups in the United States and elsewhere, all over the world, actually. There's a calendar of seller events. There are seller bookmarks, and these seller bookmarks are all links on eBay.com. that are important, like if you want to know about, and they're all in alphabetical order. Like, let's say you want to understand best match. There's a URL that you can click on eBay that tells you all about best match and how to use it. Clothing size charts for shoes and hats and belts and gloves. There was one for that. There's just tons of important things that you need to know that can help you become a better seller, a more successful seller, by going on our archive site from eBay Radio. So
I'm impressed.
Well, yeah, you didn't know that we had all that, really, right?
I mean, it's, you know, you've been gathering them for a while, so.
Yeah, we have. Here's one for eBay Main Street, one for eBay Inc. blog, eBay Giving Works blog. Here's one for eBay Giving Works. Here's one for Business Facebook page, eBay for Business blog, Spring Seller Update, which we don't need anymore.
Well, I still like to have a reference to it so people can find it.
Well, if you look on our site, you will see 2015 Spring Seller Update category and item-specific updates, 2015 Spring Seller Update overview, a product identifiers section so you can learn about the product identifiers update, updates to fees and features. They're all on here on our site. We've got, you and I need to go through this someday so that you'll know what we have up here.
Okay.
Because our team works like crazy every week to bring these things. And, you know, we want you to know where they are and that we give a crap.
Yes.
Basically, about what happens to sellers, because that's what we're here for. Also, if you'd like to join us on the chat board, have you been reading the chat board this morning?
Me, yes, of course.
Somebody is going to probably start selling my Onyx shoes on eBay so I can buy them.
Yes.
You might ask, Lee, why don't you?
Yeah, why don't you, Lee?
Well, I've thought about it for quite a while and haven't done anything about it, so here's somebody's opportunity out there. I'm giving the opportunity away.
You're very generous.
I'm also not in the mood to do a lot of things right now.
Like what?
Well, because I'm, you know, not feeling well with my pinched nerve. You know yourself, when you're sick, Griff, it just makes everything. You might think, oh, her neck's hurting a little bit. No, no, no. My arm, my shoulder, and my neck are affected.
So let's see, your arm, your shoulder, your neck.
Right, and it just makes you feel blah.
My entire gastrointestinal system. Why, this is the best organ duo concert we've ever given. It's an organ recital.
Oh, have you written any eBay guides?
I wrote one.
I did too, and I have to write more.
I wrote one on that plaster decorative art thing that I got smart about.
I wrote one on having a auto attendant message on your phone.
Auto attendant.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So it sounds like, you know, it says, "Hello, you've reached Griffville. For Griff, press 1. Mm. For Howie, press line 2. For our customer service department, press line 3. Or, hi, you've reached Joe's Plumbing. Did you know that we're open 24 hours a day?" That kind of thing. You know, it's the first thing your customer hears when your phone is answered. And mm-hmm. It should sound like a business instead of, "Hello, kids, shut up." You know, if you're working from home, you should have a good auto attendant message on your home. So I did write a guide on that. Ah. So yours is on plaster? What did you say it was on?
No, it's on, there's this decorative art company that made plaster decorative arts. They were called Borghese. It was Neopold's. The family was Neopold's in out just outside of Washington, D.C. from about the 1920s to the 1970s, about 50 years. And it's called Borghese, and it has a little sticker on it. And I started buying things years ago, not sure what they were, and then I learned about it and wrote a guide.
Oh, we should write more.
Yeah, we should. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next in our second hour, Working Towards Success. That's where we continue with eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.